pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi of Burma was sworn into the country's military-backed parliament today, taking public office for the first time since launching her struggle against authoritarian rule nearly a quarter century ago. Christopher Wells reports.
The 66-year-old opposition leader's entry into the legislature heralds a new political era in Burma, also known as Myanmar. Aung San Suu Kyi and her colleagues had earlier refused to join parliament when the latest session began last month because they object to phrasing in the oath of office that obligates them to safeguard the constitution. They want the word safeguard changed to respect and have vowed to work to change the constitution because it was drafted under military rule. But on Monday, Suu Kyi changed course, saying, "Politics is an issue of give and take. We are not giving up. We are just yielding to the aspirations of the people." UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, wrapping up a visit to the Asian nation, praised Suu Kyi's decision to take the oath and enter parliament.
"I also commended her decision of yesterday to take oath and become a parliamentarian. I know that it must have been a very difficult decision."
Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party will occupy too few seats to have any real power in the ruling party-dominated assembly, and there are fears the presence of the opposition lawmakers could simply legitimize the regime without any change. Nonetheless, the new lawmakers are likely to bring a level of public debate to the legislative body that has never been seen as they prepare for the next general election in 2015. I'm Christopher Wells.